Mr. Patrick motioned for me to sit on the lumpy red sofa. I hadn't meant to have a whole long conversation about this, but right at that moment, Asher's words, "Mr. Patrick is great," were echoing in my head. Also, my legs were shaking. So I sat. Mr. Patrick closed his office door. "I don't know, Zinni, is the answer to your question," he said, taking his seat again. "I know Kyra heard about it through her big sister, because she mentioned it to me. But I haven't heard anything like that from other kids here at school. May I ask why you're wondering?" I told him what Kyra had said, how Scarlett was blabbing to everyone at the high school, disobeying my parents. "Well," Mr. Patrick rubbed his cheek, "I guess I can understand the different sides here. Why your parents asked you to keep this information private, but also why your sister wanted to talk about it. How do you feel about it, Zinni?"
Here we go again. That question. I don't know. A million ways.
Tell me three.
Mad. Tired. Worried. Then I heard myself say, ashamed.